Retalk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control. It is the Monday night edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Literally bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, political, personal. You got an agenda that you want to push. You've got some sort of an issue that you want to talk about. We're here for you, and we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, so plenty of time for, again, you to hijack the airwaves here with us. And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We have got the archive section there, the last 6 days' worth of the show, fully archived and described, right there on the front page of the website. All you got to do is go and get them. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. They're free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed, or 1-888-532-4604. Our number here again, 1-800-259-9231. If you don't call in and take control, that means we have to bring stuff up. So, Manwich, where are we starting tonight?
Well, I've got a story that sort of brings up an issue that concerns me as a little L libertarian. Venezuela, it's been proposed, I have the article right here, Venezuela's vice president has rebuffed U.S. criticism of his nation's plan to purchase 100,000 assault rifles from Russia. He says the weapons are for defense.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I don't have a problem with Venezuela buying 100,000 AK-47s.
Okay.
But it brings up a larger question that kind of does bother me. In this, if you got your way as a big L libertarian, the nation would be free and the federal government would be very, very, very small.
That's right.
And I can't say that I wouldn't like to see a much smaller federal government, but there's parts of it that scare me.
Okay.
For instance, in a free, if you created a free, open economy, then one of the things that you'd have to concern yourself with is that companies in the United States would be able to sell to anyone, whomever they please. They wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, Lockheed Martin can't sell airplanes, FAA-18s to China. No.
They can't.
They cannot.
You're sure?
Absolutely.
Okay.
They could if with the federal government's approval.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Jordan was just approved for, no, it was Pakistan was just approved for some F-16s.
So only our federal government gets to sell military.
Not really
stuff.
Sell, but they approve the sale.
Oh, I see. I see.
Yeah.
Okay. And that scares you.
It scares me that
I wonder how much of a cut they take when they approve that sale.
Oh, probably significant.
I don't know about all that. But it scares me the idea that the companies would, if Lockheed Martin didn't, Boeing would, or Grumman would sell airplanes to Pakistan.
The bad guys.
Pakistan, uh-huh. Or communist China. I mean, there's plenty of places that I would like to see not have a tactical nuclear weapon, ICBM.
Okay. Well, what's stopping them from getting the weapons today?
Basically, the federal government tells these companies they can't do it.
Yeah, but what's stopping them from getting the weapons? I don't think that just because Lockheed Martin's not selling jets and other sorts of equipment doesn't mean that there aren't other organizations out in the world that are selling them to these countries, right? I mean, how else do they get all their supplies?
They get often, like for instance, they can get old Soviet airplanes, but they're old ones, they're not new ones. More or less, the governments of the world have restrictions on the weapons-producing companies of the world that prevent them from selling to these countries.
It's an interesting question, and honestly, Manwich, I got to say, it's one that I've never been asked before. I'm generating an answer for you as we speak here. It just seems like it's a little bit on the paranoid side, although it does make a bit of sense that people are good. The countries will be wanting to buy weapons. And
in a free economy, if, for instance, my company, I make up a company called Manwich Co.,
mm-hmm.
Says it wants to buy airplanes from Lockheed. And, I'm just a U.S.-based company, and what's to stop somebody from putting up a front company to purchase them and fool these companies? I just think in a free market that there wouldn't be since there wouldn't be the restrictions, there would be the rush to the sale. And in fact, these just about every country that had enough money was able to squeeze and torture their citizens into tax dollars would have enough money to buy very, very dangerous weapons, things that would scare me. And it's basically the same question as, I don't want my neighbor next door to have a silo in his backyard. It's just it's a variation on that question.
It is a great question, and my only answer for you, man, which is the market will take care of it.
Oh,
that's a cop-out, isn't it? I don't know how to answer that, because, I mean, all these countries already have dangerous weapons, don't they?
Let me break this down into a very simple logic, all right? Just take people, a couple people.
Okay.
You got a couple people sitting around, right? We'll call them cavemen.
Okay.
Now, they've got the capability, all of them individually, all have the same, they all start out the same way. They all, you know, maybe they get mad at one another, they start beating on one another, you know, they start punching one another.
Okay.
Now, one of them decides to pick up a stick.
Yes.
And then they all go, oh, that's a good idea, they pick up sticks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, later on, one of them makes a spear, right? And then later on, the bow and arrow, they each individually start developing new weapon technologies.
Sure.
All right. Now, they can sell those to one another if they wanted to. All right.
Or they can use.
Or they could just think up stuff on their own. What does it matter? It's going to happen anyway. You know. In other words, if we don't sell the weapons to these countries are going to look at the idea, see the idea, and develop their own version of it anyway.
They already have dangerous weapons as is, and at least this way we'd be getting the money for them.
Well, we have pretty successfully in the world, as the giant hegemon that we
bombed
are.
Bombed anyone who thought of the idea. It's like, right. You look like you're making a spear! Nuke you!
Well, we want to keep, you know, they want to keep the more despotic nations from having...
And what does that make us? Big bullies.
In charge.
In charge. Big bullies. It makes everyone else hate us. It makes people want to fly planes into buildings. That's what that does.
You know, I don't know. My question is that a prevention from people flying ICBMs into our largest cities?
I can't imagine that it would,
really.
It would be. Now, I mean, as far as protecting us from that, the market will give us, I mean, protection, and probably in ways that we've never really been able to imagine. I mean, first of all, you have to understand that in this free market that you're talking about, Manwich, we wouldn't, again, be threatening anyone around the world. So none of these rogue countries that you're talking about would really have any reason anymore, unless it was our past transgressions, which we obviously can't make good on. I mean, yeah, we did bomb Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and all we can do now
doubtful
is just
they'd want to get even for...
Well, yeah. Again, so things have faded with time with those people, and hopefully the hatred would fade with time with the rest of the world once they saw America all of a sudden bring all of its military home, do drastic cutbacks, no more offensive, policing the world kind of behavior. Mm-hmm. Hopefully the world would start to view us in a different light. Then we'd start being the... at that point, we would again return to the good example for the rest of the world, which is what we used to be. We used to be the icon of liberty that everyone else wanted to be. You know, all the people wanted to come here because we had freedom. And so some countries started modifying their behavior to be a little bit more pro-freedom in order to keep some of their people.
And on another line, there's a story that I heard that actually happened in one of our markets now. A friend of mine from Fitchburg, Massachusetts, when I grew up, told me a story that happened in his high school. There was a small kid who was being picked on by one of the, you know, much older. It was like, you know, a guy way older than, like, you know, this guy was probably like 70, 80 pounds. And I'll finish this story when we get back.
He was being picked on, a bully story, and we'll find out the rest of that. 1-800-259-9231. But it's a good thought-provoking question, Manwich. And if anybody else out there has some ideas as to a better way to answer it, because, again, like I said, caught me off guard, dude. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Diabetics worldwide are experiencing tremendous success in lowering blood sugar and blood pressure. Attention diabetics and health-conscious Americans. Your body is starving for nutrients. And now there's an exciting new scientific breakthrough making inorganic vitamins and minerals obsolete. Food Matrix technology is breakthrough science, achieving dramatic results for thousands of people. 100% money-back guarantee. Food Matrix will help improve your health, especially diabetics. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org. Oregon. The U.S. 9th District Court ruled that Food Matrix is better for maintaining vibrant health than our present inorganic vitamin and mineral supplements. The Nobel Prize-winning science of Food Matrix has created an organic formula providing you the vital nutrients you need. Diabetics worldwide are experiencing lower blood sugar and blood pressure, but it's not just for diabetics. Young and old can experience the power of organic Food Matrix supplements. 100% money-back guarantee. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The calls are already stacking up. We're going to get to those in just a moment. But first, I need to tell you to go to freetalklive.com and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got dozens of ladies who've sent in their photograph to be part of the Shrine because they listen to the show, they're proud of it, they want to show it off, and we want to show them off. It's not a beauty contest, though. As long as you're a female, you can be a part of the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. And, Jonathan, you wanted to finish telling your story really quick.
Yeah, it's just really brief. Basically, what happened is this very small, tiny little kid was being picked on by an absolutely huge football jock bully. Bully kept beating him up, kept beating him up. Finally, what the kid did, the little kid, you know, he finally was totally fed up with it. Bully was trying to push his head into his locker one day. Kid turned around, stuck a claw hammer in his skull.
Ooh,
whoa!
Gosh.
Killed him instantly.
Really?
Yep.
Brutal.
You know, so if you keep picking on these little, you know, if we as America, the huge bully, keep picking on these little countries, what they do is they get innovative.
Yeah, and I saw somebody on the web earlier today pulling out the old line of, they hate us because of our freedoms. No, They hate us because we've killed their family members and we've butted into their business. Let's go to the phones to Paul in Delaware. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
How you doing, bros?
Hey. Excellent. Hey.
Now, I got a subject I want to talk about that's really got my blood pressure really rocketing sky high, but it didn't have anything to do with you, but just it started to rise as I heard Johnson say, that's why they flew planes into the building. Let me tell you, the planes were military, and if you need to know, it's called 911 in Plain Sight, the DVD.
The planes were military? What, the ones that flew into the trade centers?
Yes, let me tell you, have you seen the documentary 911 in Plain Sight?
No, I have not.
I haven't. I've seen a flash thing on the internet.
However, I have seen The Road to Tyranny.
Okay. Well, Road to Tyranny is old news at the BBS.
I've seen Martial Law.
And I have seen Martial Law as well.
Yeah, the BBS Free Talk Live, you can also go download it for free right now, the Martial Law, Rise of the Police State. It's there to be downloaded at the bulletin board.
Okay, okay. So what's your point, Paul?
My point is... I got something on my chest, so I hope you give me time to get it off. And that is GCN Live. For the first time I listened to your show again, and I got to tell you, the way they keep on telling you that you got 25 minutes to listen to it.
And okay, you're talking about the new thing they're doing over at the network is the internet feeds periodically. You say it's every 25 minutes. There's a message that comes on that says you're listening to the GCN Live feed and you can subscribe at blah 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 blah. Go and subscribe.
Yeah.
It should be noted, Paul, that the freetalklive.com feed doesn't have any of that.
Okay, and let me tell you something. They tell you it's 25. That's a load of horse bunkie because I've timed it. It's anywhere from 9 minutes to 4 minutes, and then they also say that the first one and two streams are supposedly uninterrupted, which is total crockery. And not only am I disgusted with that, but the whole simple fact that they are now trying to charge, you know, an expensive, outrageous price. It'd be one thing to charge, but the amount they're charging is just totally disgusting. And so I just wanted to put that across the airwaves. But
well, that's not our fault. If you've got a gripe, you need to take it up with the network, Paul.
I know, but this is Free Talk Live, and
you are free to say it.
And the network definitely, the network knows it now because they're listening. So there you go,
Paul. Yes, and
you've gotten it out there. Paul in Delaware is unhappy. GCN, you hear that?
Yeah. So that's pretty much all I wanted to say, guys. And
fair enough, Paul. Anything else on your mind?
No, but you're right about they're not unhappy because they hate our freedoms. Matter of fact, our government's the one who's taking our freedoms. It has nothing to
do
with these.
Yeah, what freedoms do we have left?
Yeah, so we should, as far as the nuclear weapons are concerned, I don't really, it's kind of like guns. I look at nuclear weapons like guns. I don't want to see them out there, but you know what? I think if they're going to be out there, they should be in everyone's hands. And I mean, I got to say, it's kind of like a catch-22 because let me tell you, between India and Pakistan, I have actually got footage where these people are like, "Yeah, let's wipe them out with a nuke." And I mean,
wait, the Americans?
No.
There's plenty of Americans that say that about India and Pakistan.
Well, okay, and there's also Americans that say the conflict between, you know, the Jews and the rest of them, they should just wipe out the whole region there with a nuke, and that would solve a lot of problems.
Right.
Because I can tell you that this thing that we have going on with the so-called Israelis and the Jews and the Palestinians and the Arabs, it's just the whole, you know, the old, what do you call it, the Knights Templar when they went into...
Who? The Crusades?
Yeah, it's just the Crusades all over again.
It's none of my business either. And I agree with you, Paul. I mean, it'd be nice if we could cast a little fairy spell tomorrow and make all the nuclear weapons disappear. But to be realistic, it's never going to happen. So we just have to live with it and accept it and really hope that nobody presses
the big red
button.
Guess what? If there was nuclear weapons over there in Iraq and the rest of these places, guess what? We wouldn't be there.
Well, they would have used them on our asses. Just like the biological weapons, they want to turn them against our troops.
I would hope they would not use them as long as we have enough sense not to use them, but we have been stupid enough to use them against the Japanese. And one last point I'd like to make is...
Yeah, those poor people. I think that anybody who hasn't actually taken a look at them since maybe they were in school should go and look at pictures of Hiroshima and Nagasaki just as a reminder of what we've done to innocent people over time.
And let me tell you something. Another aspect to that is, a lot of your listeners will know, it's trauma-based mind control. They use it on the soldiers in Vietnam, And when they dropped that nuclear bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, it was another trauma-based mind control. And look what it did to the Japanese people. It turned them into the exact ant farm and living in these little boxes with televisions that they wanted them to. It's the same.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Are you suggesting that bombing a population gets them to do what you want them to? I mean, as far as how they live their lives after that, I don't know
yes,
about that.
Yes, trauma-based mind control. I mean, if you look at it, talk to anyone.
I think he would be right. I mean, how can you explain Cuba's deference to Castro over the last 30 years?
How can you explain the Japanese society turning into these little cookie cutters with their little compact little cities, and they're all
know.
On these trains?
I'm certainly not a Japanese expert, but I know we have someone who's living in Japan, so maybe he could answer it. Paul, thanks for the call, man.
You're welcome.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's go to Bill in Ireland. You're on Free Talk Live, Bill.
Yes. Hi, guys.
Hey.
I just want to talk about Teresa Schiavo.
Yes.
Teresa
Schiavo.
Yeah, the reason for it is it caused a big impact even in Ireland where I am and
really?
On the news programs all the time. But what I'd like to say is what nobody seems to have done on the GCN programming that I've been listening to over the last few days is because I remember when Rush Limbaugh gave out the telephone number for the White House and for the White House it was. In 1993 I was driving around Los Angeles and for some reason it was something that the Clinton administration was doing. He didn't agree with it, so he gave out the White House. He claims not to do that. What?
Give out the White House phone number?
Yeah, he claims that that's not his practice is to give out email addresses and phone numbers. It must have been after this event.
Yeah,
but
this is
1993.
This is years ago.
He said he doesn't normally do it, but he did it at that time.
Okay.
And whatever, it was swamped with phone calls and the whole system was brought down. And whatever it was he wanted to do was done. So it had a huge impact. Millions of people were listening to him at that time. But
And you're going to tell us how that ties into Terry Schiavo coming up. Bill, hang on. 1-800-259-9231. I got to tell you, I'm on the edge of my seat trying to figure this one out. 800-259-9231 is your show. You take control and bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle 1-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the show. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Check out our website, freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there. It's absolutely free. We've got the high bandwidth version. We've got the not so high bandwidth version. So everybody who's on the internet can listen to Free Talk Live at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones. Back to the fun. To Paul and Bill in Ireland. Bill, you were going to tell us that you were driving around in Los Angeles. Rush Limbaugh gave out the number to the White House, and people called the White House. And what's that have to do with Terry Schiavo?
Well, if everybody's the president has the power to enact executive orders, and he can, with a stroke of a pen, he can cause the National Guard to go in there to take, to take protective custody of.
Thank God he doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but he can give her a drink of water. That's what she needs right now.
I don't think she can drink.
Actually, Bill, the president doesn't have those powers, but he pretends like he does, and everyone sort of goes along with it. According to our Constitution, there is no such a power as an executive order, but they just kind of do it anyway, and no one ever calls him on it.
All right, but he's acting illegally then. But it doesn't stop him writing thousands of executive orders.
You're right. It does not stop him one iota.
Yeah, but also Jeb Bush, I mean, he's the governor. He can unleash the National Guard if the number was given. I don't have the numbers, but...
Thank goodness our government isn't overstepping its bounds like that. I mean, really, this is really a family matter. And, just thank goodness that they aren't getting involved.
I can see both sides of the issue, because believe me, I think that Terry Schiavo should be turned over to her parents. But I don't want to see it seems like the whole world and definitely our whole nation is caught up in this. And I don't want to see the Constitution compromised over, no one person should have the Constitution compromised. Too many people have fought and died for this Constitution that to have it put in jeopardy over one woman in a coma who's never going to speak again.
Well, I don't know about speaking. She does say mommy and...
No, come on.
She does.
Howls.
That's actually not true. Yeah, she mumbles. She goes, you listen to the videos. That's what she does.
Now, what's interesting is what I didn't realize until today, and actually I've got an article about the Schiavo situation here for tonight's show prep. What I did not realize until today was that the government, us, the taxpayers, have actually been paying for that feeding tube. It's taxpayer dollars that have been going in there, not her parents, not Michael Schiavo, not some sort of trust fund. And that makes the whole situation totally change.
Well, I'm sure ordinary people wouldn't mind paying for the feeding tube.
Unfortunately, the problem is the government will not allow them to take control of it because the government is in charge of the situation. So the government
are probably using this to bring in eugenics through the back door to kill off the old people in all of the hospitals.
Well, I have a question for you. Do you support do you support gay marriage?
No, it's an abomination.
Okay.
It's marriage between a man and a woman.
Right, so you support the sanctity of the bond of marriage, correct?
Marriage, yeah.
Absolutely, so therefore Michael Schiavo should have the right to decide what happens to Terry, because
there's evidence of foul play in her marriage. Some of her bones have been smashed up. This foul play.
So many things have been said about Michael.
Sorry, it's gone to court. It's gone to court over and over again.
The judge is judicial tyranny. I mean, they're in league with the government.
27 times, Bill.
Wait, 27 times.
Here, 27 times it's gone to court. I mean, it must be a real conspiracy. It's a real conspiracy.
You're living in a fantasy land, dude.
Mm-hmm. Bill, thanks for the call, man. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I'm not going to read this whole article here about the Schiavo situation.
I just find it funny how, like, 5 minutes ago, the right is all talking about the sanctity of marriage and how important it is. You know, when it's all about, you know, them walking all over gay rights, you know, and taking freedom away from people who choose to do that. I mean,
Well, unfortunately, the problem here is this isn't, according to this article at LouRockwell.com, the Schiavo situation isn't a family matter right now. It's not a private personal matter. It's a state matter because the state's been paying to keep this woman alive. So you've actually got two different sides here that are fighting over Terry, and both of them support the welfare state, except they don't all understand the real ramifications of what they're doing. You've got the ultra right wingers who are kind of they're supporting the welfare state because they want the tube reinserted, but we're paying for that tube, so they want to force everybody to pay to keep Terry Schiavo alive.
I just had a thought. The only reason why the government is actually stepping back and making actually what seems like a pro freedom decision here is because they're paying for the.
That's exactly what it is, and that's why the left, the so-called left on the other side of this. They're pro-welfare because they don't want to see welfare go broke. And if there's a case precedent set here that the government has to take care of everybody who's on the edge, or all, you know, old Alzheimer's patients who don't know anybody anymore, and that would mean that we're all paying for this. The welfare system would be in the red so bad it would crash and crumble on itself big time, and they don't want that fraud to be exposed as a result of it. So there are two different sides of the welfare coin fighting over this system, and nobody in this whole conflict is arguing from a pro-freedom perspective except for Free Talk Live. Let's go to Brandon in Indiana. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, it's been a while, Brandon. How are you?
Yes, it has been. I haven't been.
What about me?
Yeah, he doesn't want to say
hi to us. I'm sorry.
We suck.
There you go.
Hey, anyway, it's been...
I know I'm just the co-host, but God.
Well, then I'll direct this towards you, man. Which I was sitting in class today, and my government teacher was talking to me about this. And he asked somebody, he said, we were talking about contracts, and he was so mad at Jeb Bush for what he did with the whole... Schiavo case, and I looked at him. I said, you know what? Our Constitution says, in plain wording, it doesn't get any plainer, that no state shall make any law impairing the obligations of contracts. Marriage is a contract. When the government steps in and tries to tell that husband that he can't call the shots for his wife, they are violating a contract. And so... they violate the Constitution.
Yeah, they are, but they created the marriage institution that these people are underneath, so the contract is not just between the husband and Terry, it's between the husband, Terry, and the government. Now, it shouldn't be that way, but it is that way, which is why they have dominion over it.
Good point, Ian. Very good point.
Yeah, which is why we need to get the...
I didn't think about that.
Which is why we need to get the government
of
marriage.
I was just thinking from the pro-freedom contract... sentiment that I like to think in.
Right, so you have the freedom to contract. Unfortunately, these people have contracted with the government.
Exactly. So yeah. I guess in this case, the government has coerced them into being in a contract with them. So you've got a point there.
Well, they're getting exactly what they signed up for.
You're correct.
When you get involved with the government, whether it be a military contract or a marriage contract or whatever, you have the option of being screwed.
Yes. Oh, you've got the guarantee you will get screwed.
Well, some people manage to get through the military and through their marriages unscathed, but there are plenty of people who are hurt at the same time. And it's really just this article at LouRockwell.com by Gary North, and I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm not going to read any of it, but it's very eye-opening that we're really just dealing with two sides of the same coin. It's the same old crew of welfare statists that are fighting over this lifeless Terry Schiavo to try and get their particular agenda forced on the remainder of the American population.
Yeah. You know what? It's so hard for a libertarian to take a stance on this issue because there is no true information being put over the airwaves.
That's another good point. Brandon, great call. Thanks for the phone call.
No problem.
We'll talk to you again. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Anything goes. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. The phones are going crazy. You better get on the lines and grab your place right now. Of course, if you're a lady calling in, we do have one of them. You get jumped up right to the front of the line. That's our pro-women phone policy, I guess you could say. The ladies come first phone policy. Anyway, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And let's go right to the phones and to the fun. This is the show you can literally take control of. Let's go to Amira in Montreal, Canada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello, Amira.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Hi.
Isn't that sexism? No, I'm just kidding.
It is. Absolutely.
I have a question. I'm just wondering, people who are, you know, right-to-lifers who are really pushing to keep Harry Schiavo alive.
Yes.
I'm just wondering why these same people who feel that life is so sacred and... you know, can't be wasted. Why these same people are such huge supporters of
the death penalty?
It's just when it's been proven that people, innocent people, are put to death. I mean, I'm not, you know, a huge. I mean, I believe that abortion should be available, even though it shouldn't be used as birth control, etc. But it just seems so hypocritical.
Well, that would be the answer because they're hypocrites.
Yep.
Well,
they want to choose who lives and who dies.
They know what's best.
They know what's best. Their morals are superior.
Well, there are 30,000 people in the U.S. who are living in this condition as we speak right now.
What, in comas? Or I'm sitting on the death row or?
No, in vegetative states, in, you know, irreversible vegetative states.
That seems like a lot of people. 30,000?
30,000.
These people, by the way, these people aren't arguing for pro-life. They're arguing that we all pay to keep these 30,000 people alive, and that's pro-death because really what that is threatening each one of us at gunpoint to give them money so they can keep all these people alive. They're really pro-death and pro-violence.
The pro-violence.
I want to know, man, what you were thinking, because when I said the comment about people and superior morality, you kind of like shrugged like you were taking it personally.
No.
Okay.
So, Amira, is this your first time listening to Free Talk Live?
No, it's not, actually.
So how long have you been listening?
On and off, probably for a few months.
And you know what's coming next,
you
Amira.
You know what's coming next, then, don't you?
No, not the picture thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Come on, Amira. Come on.
Well, it's not a beauty contest. If you've ever been there and seen the site, all it is pictures of our female listeners.
No, I'm very attractive.
Great.
Oh, hey, even more.
And I'm not questioning whether you're attractive or not. I'm just saying that, and definitely the attractive gals get more views than not, but that's not what the point of it is. It's just to have our female listeners on our site.
Especially when you say that, because now
we gotta know.
Yeah, now you've done
it. Yeah, but
now.
You have girls there with like all sorts of like I'm a 38 double D stuff going on there. I don't know
No, we don't.
Yeah, there's a couple in there.
There's a couple of 35 women.
Picture tags there under their names, you know.
Well, she was a model.
And we've got a little old lady holding a bird, too.
That's true.
So there's over 30 different women on the Shrine of Female Listeners, and you can do whatever you want in your picture, Amira.
I would just, send a regular, normal, decent picture.
Well, so does that mean you're going to send us one?
Okay, I'll send you one.
Thank you.
All right,
don't have one holding a sign.
That's okay. I mean, if you can do that, that'd be great. But anything, we'll take it. Just email it to ftl@freetalklive.com.
All right,
you can be our next Shriner.
Thank you.
Hey, is there anything else on your mind tonight, Amira?
What did I want to say? Oh, yeah. I was wondering about all those people who are on life support at the moment, or on feeding tubes, actually, at the moment. Out of all those 30,000 people, don't any of them have family that have, like, let's say, not them in particular, but over the years, decided to remove a feeding tube from an elderly parent?
Probably.
Or a grandparent who was going to sit there for another 25 years?
Of 30,000? I'm sure there have been. It's just that it just hasn't caught press attention until this one.
No, but like all the people who are against what's going on right now with Terri Schiavo, haven't they themselves been in a situation sometime across their life where that great-grandparent or grandparent has been in the situation in a nursing home or in a hospital? It sounds impossible that none of them would.
Well,
I know everybody knows someone who has a family member who's been in that situation.
That is a great question, and I don't know. That's a fantastic question. Amira, great call.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Good
1-800, call, yeah, send us your picture. 1-800-259-9231. We are pathetic, aren't we, Manwich? We are just...
Well, they know.
Yeah. Let's go to Jeff in St. Louis. Jeff, you're on free... wait a minute. Oh, we have another female. Excuse me. Marlene in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hello.
Hi, Marlene.
Hi. I was just driving in my vehicle, and I was listening to your radio station, and I just have a comment. I don't think that people are really looking into this as deep as they need to be. Who's going to take care of Terri once her parents pass on? Who's going to be the one that's going to be her caretaker if they were to take on this
There's two parts to the answer to that. First off, there's the brother and sister who have both supported the parents in this and wanting Terri put back on life support. The second answer is everybody in the United States is going to take care of her because it's tax dollars that are keeping her alive, nothing else.
Actually, it'll probably be just Florida. I don't think there's federal money going to this.
And if you don't want to pay those taxes to keep Terri alive, too bad, because they'll...
take them from you at gunpoint.
They're going to take them from you at gunpoint.
Come on now. Her brother, her sister, do they have family? I mean, could they really take care of her and continue to work full time?
Well, Marlene, I mean, as far as them taking care of her, if they can find the amount of people to donate to a charity to take care of Terri, then let them. But unfortunately, that's not what's going on.
And then everybody else in the whole United States would be able to tap into that fund as well. What would end up happening.
The problem is that you're missing the point. There are plenty of people. There are plenty of enough people to take care of this vegetable. Which is, that's what she
How
is.
Nice.
There's a lot of charitable money out there.
There's a lot of charitable money. There's indeterminable amounts of money. The problem is that she has a right to die.
Yeah, I believe that.
Marlene, great call. Give us a call
some other time,
okay? 1-800-259-9231. And you can send your picture too, Marlene. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades, which studied water, has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Before you buy a car, get the answers you need to make a smart purchase. Just log on to ConsumerReports.org. You'll discover the Consumer Reports top picks for 2005, how to find a good repair shop, and learn how not to get ripped off when you buy or lease a car. Learn which cars are the safest, including our special feature on electronic stability control. Plus, we'll tell you which cars are the most reliable and what's new for the 2006 model year. At Consumer Reports, we're committed to helping you make the best automotive buying decision. We put each car through 40 rigorous tests, so you'll know what the most highly recommended models are. As an independent nonprofit organization, Consumer Reports is the only major publication that does not accept advertising. That means our expert ratings and recommendations are honest and unbiased. So before you buy that car, log on to ConsumerReports.org, and we'll give you the information you need to make a smart automotive purchase. Consumer Reports. Expert. Independent. Nonprofit.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. Still got calls holding on the line, so we're going to go right to them. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Menwich.
Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts and hundreds of people interacting. Let's go to Jeff in St. Louis. He's been holding patiently through the ladies that we'd put on before him. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, how y'all doing tonight?
Hey, Jeff, you're right. Great.
That's good. You know, the whole point of this Terry Schiavo thing is, first of all, what are they actually doing behind the scenes? And this is like a big smokescreen in between her and Michael Jackson, you know.
Wait a minute. Michael Jackson didn't touch her, too, did he?
Well, you know, he's innocent. It's a big conspiracy against Michael, which I tend to believe, you know. I mean, I'm not going about Michael Jackson. The whole Terry Schiavo thing also is going down over Easter. Remember Elian Gonzalez a few years ago when they went in there and...
Yeah,
that was on
terrible.
That was on Easter, too, baby.
Michael would be more likely to touch him.
Yeah, so anyway... But the, you know, the, this Judge Greer allowing this woman to just basically starve to death, it really is a shame on a lot of people down there. The sheriff's department, the local police, the Catholic Church, the Christians in general. If there were 100,000 people down in that city, that woman would be alive, you know, in the feeding tube inserted.
Wait. What do you mean if there were 100,000 people?
Well,
she'd be alive.
If people showed up in mass and demanded her, you know, I mean, what
they're not
doing
there in mass? I've not been there, so
no,
I don't know.
Well, maybe 100 of them. There's not 100,000, you know.
Maybe people just don't care, Jeff.
Well, no, they don't care, unfortunately.
Jeff,
and, you know, I mean,
what if 100,000 people showed up at your house and did a protest that they want your house taken away and given and sold at auction and the money given to the poor?
Oh, hey, yeah, that's fucking hallelujah. Come on. We could all use the publicity.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, the democracy stinks.
Democracy, this country's not a democracy, brother. It's a constitutional
republic.
But what you're talking
about is democracy. You're talking about mob rule.
Well, obviously, you rule by numbers, you know, but the bottom line in this matter is that this is the state has an agenda, and if this woman is allowed to die, then you know what? They can kill anyone.
Well, they're not killing her. They're not. You don't get it.
How are they not killing her? They're starving her to death, brother.
They're not starving her to death. They're just not feeding her.
Well, first of all, does the state hold on? She can't eat on her own. Let's check our premises here, Jeff. Do you believe the state has an obligation to keep people alive?
I believe. Yes. Life, liberty,
so
and
therefore,
the pursuit
Jeff,
of happiness.
Jeff, whoa. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness sounds real nice and everything. But you're talking about taking away my ability to be free, because if you agree that the state is supposed to keep people alive, that means somebody's got to pay for it, and that means that we're paying for it, the taxpayers.
Well, they just print the money.
What?
They just print the money. It's not real money.
Okay. Now,
don't you understand the economic system?
I understand entirely.
Check out NorFed.
You're diluting the issue.
Print the money. I mean, money is not an issue, a factor in any matter.
If you want to know if we understand the money system, go to dollar.freetalk.com.
Well, you know, the reason why they pull taxes is to keep inflation down.
Huh?
It has nothing to do. They don't need your money to run the government. They don't need your money to do anything.
The hospital needs money in order to keep the power on.
Judge Greer's wife is like on the board of directors of the hospice.
Well, they need money to keep the power on. Somebody's got to pay for it, so therefore the taxpayers are doing it, and that's not pro-freedom. Jeff, we got to run. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. We got hour number two on the way, and you can literally bring up anything. Rusty, been hanging on very patiently. We're going to get to you. This is your show. Free Talk Live. Take control.
If you're tired...